Scott Carpenter, Greg Harpold. What is Moving Mountains about?
Moving Mountains is about a woman named Patricia Bragg who struggled within her community because the mountaintop removal situation had caused her and her community to lose fresh water. And so now they're having to battle the coal mining company and the federal government to get that fresh water back.
I don't think they know what it's like is to have somebody go and just blast this beautiful thing away from you. I mean, God put it there.
Mountaintop removal is a very controversial practice. Yeah. Does this movie take a particular stand in any way?
The movie itself, I think, initially took a stance for there's a wrong here that needs to be righted. And from the point of view of Trish Bragg during that era, which I think is a beautiful background to the story, she came to West Virginia from another state and fell in love with a coal miner, fell in love with a community, fell in love with a lifestyle, fell in love with the state of West Virginia. And in that, felt that there was a wrong that was currently happening to her community and the people that she loved. So that mountaintop removal at that point in the game to her definitely caused an issue, which resulted in the loss of water in her community. But at the same time, it bridged a gap between a corporation and the local community to try to work together, which could hopefully be a foundation for future communications in the state of West Virginia.
Scott, anything to add?
Well, Elaine Perkey came down to southern West Virginia to help Patricia Bragg in this this battle. And when I met Elaine, the true Elaine, not the actress, but when I met Elaine, she was playing and singing at a coal miner's get-together. And she loves coal miners. She loves coal mining. But if there is a wrong, she wants to make it right. And she and Trish worked hard to make this right.
And she has a line in the movie. The actress that portrays her says, "We're not against coal mining. We're not against coal miners."
Excellent, yes.
Now, Greg, you play a miner named Barry, and you have a scene with Teresa Russell, who is playing Trish Bragg, and you get angry. You are a miner protecting your turf, and you get angry. How was that scene to play?
Well, it was fantastic. Anytime you get to emote that much energy as an actor, it's a blessing. It also is, I believe, indigenous to our neck of the woods, so to speak, as people who are employed in our state. We're often territorial with regards to our territory. Mm-hmm. And it was an inert feeling once the discussion began. And the pride and the history that followed from that individual scene, him quantifying his family's history within the coal mine, the fact that it had gone back to the coal mine wars and evolved historically from there, I thought was an amazing piece of writing once again to highlight so many different occupations around the country that people today fight about. So it was a really fantastic scene. Mm-hmm. And great energy. And on top of that, to be across from Teresa Russell and get to feel it right back as fast as I could give it was a good exercise.
Need to tell them about the blast and how the fly rock comes raining down on the community. How the children can barely breathe. We came all this way and you aren't even going to let us speak.
And also, that scene in the film does bring out the difficulty that West Virginians are having with this issue. It's the environment and mountains versus jobs and coal mining and a way of life.
I also think that it highlights unbelievably, as I have experienced across the board in many different situations, the tightness of a community, the thread in a community of neighbor and beside neighbor and conflict within those communities that are not a result of a neighbor loving a neighbor or not loving a neighbor, is a result of a situation thrust upon them which creates the angst. And from there, it can divide things. And that's a thing that I hope that this film really tries to, in so many levels, beyond taking on the aspects of corporations and small people, hopes to put a light on the bridge there and create some goodness out of it.
Right now, Moving Mountains is kind of making its way through the film festival circuit, mm-hmm, and doing very well. But what kind of impact do you hope this film has?
Well, I hope that as far as, you know, as we've talked with regards to the film making it through the festivals, that it displays a certain conversation or opens a certain conversation up that is existing in many other communities with newer industries. The ability for organizations to come together with the community and for everybody to get on the same page. I also hope that it helps highlight the amazing talent that is within the state of West Virginia that participated in the film. I'm a member of the Film Guild as well as have been a longtime advocate for the arts in West Virginia and would love and almost beg on a daily basis with all friends lying out in the areas of filmmaking to come to West Virginia and take advantage of our tax credit that we offer, as well as bring in new ideas so we can help create these great visions for the future.
Mm-hmm. Scott, any thoughts on that?
Well, I have to add to that. When I heard that many West Virginia actors would be cast in this film, I was a little hesitant at first. I wondered what would be the level of professionalism if we weren't drawing from the Hollywood elite. I was shocked. And pleasantly surprised. What amazing actors and actresses we have here. You would not find better actors out of Hollywood.
Does it have a happy ending? Does the community get their water back?
Yes. They not only get their water back, but Patricia Bragg jumps in and she starts helping many other communities to get their water restored.
Scott Carpenter and Greg Harpold, the movie is Moving Mountains. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When you want to talk to an Appalachian, you got to sit a spell. You got to listen, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? And then you got to share. You got to share your stories with each other. And then pretty soon, you leave a little piece of yourself with them.